I don't know if now is the occasion to do this, but JW talked about wanting to talk about how to play with stretching time and matriculating time and how to make your day, everything fit into your day, blah, blah, blah. So, Bob, do you have questions to go into, or do you want to go into this topic next?
Had to be mute. Here we go. If he's got other things to clean up, of course we'll clean those up. But then if he wants to begin this, that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine because we want you fresh. As long as you're fresh, holds out because you're going to have to get the big picture. So Bob has something to you know, discern.
Mm-hmm. Fresh. So, I don't know if JW's picking up that, you know, I've got a lot of things cooking, and certainly Bob does. He's just busier and busier. So, yes, if we can stretch out our time, that would be fantastic.
Okay. All right. First of all, we have thoroughly beat this dog to death that time is the premise, is a false one. All right?
Yeah.
We've conceded that the metronome's timing is perfectly wonderful. No issue.
Mm-hmm.
But timing has to do with how many notes are in the lines and spaces, a la music.
Yeah.
A score of music can have different type size notes of how long you hold the beat. So a song with a lot of notes must be faster. No. Is it a whole note or quarter note, an eighth note? The notes that apply to the musical score determines the timing and the format that those notes come together within the score. Now, we're not trying to confuse. We're trying to give big picture. That's why you can have a slow song or a fast song. And you can actually take a fast song and play it slowly. Now, if you're able to do that with the simple rote or rudiment of music, and that's not a false premise, boy, how easy peasy is it going to be to take something that's not based on anything and adjust it to stretch it ever how you want to? If you can logically do it with music, then you certainly should be able to do it with the false premise of time.
Okay, so now we...
That's your basic. Your premise. Okay,
yeah.
Now, so we'll... steer us so we don't run you off the road.
No, that's our basis. So then it's how to apply it in our day-to-day.
Got it. Okay, well, it's been made very clear and evident that... you have a physical, non-physical, and you're kneading that together to make it a cohesive, a homogeneous, genius mixture.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell the non-physical from the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've got to get all that first, or this is leading edge. So until you get that part, you better just leave this alone. But once you get that part, this is that next place. The next place.
Mm.
And this will become key because it's going to be for the masses. This message will be for the masses, and the masses will get it. And even if they don't get the concept that they're non-physical, if they can figure out how to screw with time, you've hit a home run.
But you just said they have to have their physical, non-physical cohesive before they get the concept. And then
yes, that's my point. The concept gets their attention doesn't mean they know how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, isn't that the interesting part of the secret? The best part of the secret was they didn't tell you what to do.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
So we're clearing it up here. This is leading edge.
Mm-hmm.
Get your feet grounded before you start jumping off buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, since you this homogeneous connection and get that. The way the universe is within, and we're going to, you think we're going off somewhere, but we're not. We're just getting this together. The way universes actually connect with realms,
mm-hmm.
we just now cleaned up that just fresh,
mm-hmm.
with realms is that they overlay.
Mm-hmm.
They overlay. You know, so we've been really piping overlay in every conversation lately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that'll give you, especially for those that are interested in portals, gates, other worlds,
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, overlay becomes critical because within what they, some people call the protraction of levels of dimension. Now, most of what they're really saying is dementia.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to be cheeky because we ain't pushing against anybody, but we're just saying that a whole lot of that doesn't work, all right? But if you can get something that does work within the interworkings or interplay of a dimension,
mm-hmm.
they actually overlay. There'll be the subtle differences, but they actually overlay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's instant. That's why when we were talking about how far heaven, because see, there's no continuum in this place, in this division between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we didn't say time, but remember that's where they, how they explain the time-space continuum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if you got that, now, there, we've been talking about slippage.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't explained it, and we haven't explained it on purpose. We give you little tits and tats, but you haven't got the sausage grinder out yet. Well, now it's time to grind the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Slippage is the variegated point of reference between your experienced revelation. And we're using that word specifically, experienced revelation in correlation to the sometimes radical dynamic of the concept of time.
Slippage is a variegated point of reference between your experience, revelation, correlation to the sometimes radical dynamic of the concept of time.
See? Now we used words to wrap that up a little bit on purpose, because you've got to be very, 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 very specific, because when you start moving time,
mm-hmm.
and human creators, remember, do they have anything you want? So, I mean, if you want to be a Time Lord, you certainly can. We don't necessarily suggest it just because it's a false premise. But that doesn't mean there's lots of false premises that get embraced and make religions out of them. But what this dynamic or concept is regarding is how a human, ascended human creator, we're plugging that in because that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
The extended human creator has the key to the mastery of manipulating all false premises.
Okay.
You thought you were going to box us in, and Bob probably will, but we're laying it out on the big picture. We're mass communicating with you, Connie.
Yeah. So are you saying that slippage, the concept of slippage,
yeah.
is regarding how, so in manipulates it, mastery of manipulating all false premises, is do you manipulate false premises or just recognize
yeah.
them?
No, you manipulate them.
Wow.
Those are false premises.
Mm-hmm. Do you manipulate them so Which means you don't bother with them?
Oh, no. No, no, no. You move them to suit you. So when Bob's on a phone call and he says, I'm going to be 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you know good and happy damn well that is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a false premise.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah.
But it's an understood false premise.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning, even though you know it's a damn lie, you're okay with it because his intention is to make it fast.
Mm-hmm.
But you know better. So Bob can say and get away with, oh, it's only going to be 5 minutes. No, you knowing better,
mm-hmm.
he still gets away with it and does it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is manipulating a false premise.
Who's manipulating the false premise?
Bob.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's using that false premise to validate, to make ever how many minutes it really is. Because it's a false premise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No time, so we'll, you know, and he could just say, I'll be ever how long I'm going to be. And you go, well, great, I'm going to be it. Well, he didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to do these little chore things to get him out of the way before we started.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a problem because he did it. It's fine. It's all good. But that's an example of what we're talking about here. If you can do that on a large scale, meaning you have a whole bunch of things to do,
mm-hmm.
in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you want all those things done today.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you start rationalizing it, you're kind of going to go, Bob, you know, if every call is going to be 5 minutes and you've got 100 calls to make and each 5 minute call lasts 2 hours, you've run out of day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you could do it the way Bob does it, you could get those 100 calls done, spend a couple of hours each one of them, and still finish it from the last one. If you get this little process that we're talking about here. Now, do you see how if this isn't going to move, folks? This ought to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've already thoroughly established that if you're having fun, time flies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're sitting in grand jury or on something that's not pleasant, you're stuck sitting there
mm-hmm.
for a week, it's as though time stops.
Mm-hmm.
So you've already embraced that matriculation or that what we would say the matriculation thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But now that you've identified it, how do you make it to your best advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and this will go back to music. How you fit within the lines and spaces. Lines and spaces. Metronome. Tick tock, tick tock. It has to do with syncing up timing. Obviously, if it's 4/4 time or 3/4 time, so you set that as the time of how it's going to be counted. And then how many notes and the size of the notes based on how many beats each note holds, eighth note, quarter note, half note, whole note.
Mm-hmm.
And they hold beats accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are those who say that you only have a finite number of heartbeats in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And every one you waste on something is less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They say that. Now, that's a false premise, too, because it's not true. It doesn't work. It's not that way. But that's what they use to gauge why you should be doing what they say do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're talking about in time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason time is so you can see how you're doing. Well, you were late. You didn't pay on time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your time deposit, if you put out early, you get penalized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said you were going to call at 1 o'clock, and it's 10 after, so you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your appointment was at 9 o'clock, and you should have been here early to do the paperwork. We scheduled this appointed time to meet, and you negated it. Okay? They, see, those are what the humans do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean that that's the judging process? No. I mean, if you're scheduled for surgery and not on time, they're not going to start without you. All right. Well, if they're not going to start without you, then you have some control in how this goes. Mm-hmm. Now, true, they could say the OR was scheduled for this time. You've missed it. No, you'll have to reschedule. You'll have to try it again. Reschedule. Well, that's not a problem if you can rescheduling. But these we're laid out lots of different threads here for you to sew back together, and that'll come from question time. But we're doing the larger part now. So here's the short version. And you don't want the short version, you want the long version, but we gotta get you somewhere so you can have some questions. Okay. If universes are overlaid and there is not but a snippet of slippage between a universe, and we're saying that is true, and we can prove it, but you've got to overlay that, or this may not work for you.
So if universes are overlaid, then there can be slippage?
There is slippage.
There is slippage.
And you got to get that. You got to say, okay, I got that. I don't understand it. Good. We say good. But if you can conceptually embrace it, hello? Yeah. Bless you.
So if universes are overlaid, so the overlaying of universes, is that the same as worlds, or is it dimensions?
Let's do realms.
So if realms,
I don't want to booger them up with worlds. It really is worlds, Carol, but mm-hmm. don't want to confuse it.
So if realms are overlaid,
yeah,
then
yeah.
there is
that way they can embrace it a little easier.
And slippage, I mean. The physical aspect of slippage, does it mean that a person can be slipping between realms?
Sure.
Okay.
It also means other things. Hey, Bob. We have Bob trivia time.
Mm-hmm. If realms are overlaid, then there's slippage. Can a person be slipping between realms? Yes.
Yes.
It can be other things.
Bob, what's the name of the song that's sung that goes like this? Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping
yeah.
into the future.
Yeah, it's a 70s song.
Yeah, what is it?
Don't know. I know that line, but...
Yeah. Well, that's what that's about.
The Eagles.
Good.
Fly like an eagle.
Well, you know, yes. Mm-hmm. There you go.
But now, time is slipping.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Oh. Yeah. So they're kicking it old school. Now, those are the same boys that wrote Last Resort, huh?
Right.
Imagine that. So, the words, the lyrics of that song... Go into the next little part.
Mm-hmm.
Every word goes in the next little part.
Yep.
With the coda.
What's a coda?
The very ending when they repeat it and go into the big, hot, pretty notes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right, now. Mm-hmm. Now, see, I told you we were just getting started. Now we're going to start taking the false premise and controlling it.
Uh-huh.
And how powerful is that?
Mm-hmm.
So now when you have let's get practical. I like this scrolling. See, Bob, you would never allow this, and you're being so kind and patient, but we can blast it out, and then you can pick it apart. You see, and add every dynamic. But we're just doing big picture so we can have something to pick at. Okay, now, let's do it this way. If you've got that song part in there. Now, you have a computer problem, a contrast. We use computer because that's the one that we're dealing with. Okay, and you found out the details, and you solved it, and a solution was presented. Then you had the choice of accepting that conditional response and doing it that way, or doing something else. Mm-hmm. As with any process, right? Eat now, eat later, don't eat at all. You have choices. Well, let's say you have a repair on something, and they lay it out. They have to mail you a box. You have to put it in the box. You have to ship it to them. You have to wait 2 weeks. You have to get it back and hope that takes care of whatever it was. Okay? Mm-hmm. With this process, you can say, fine, I accept your conditions, and then take that information, which we all have thoroughly well developed as a false premise, and you can take a month and turn it into a minute, or take a minute and turn it into a month. This morning thing that JW got, that was the only good thing he got out of our whole conversation. So we got to humor him and add it in there. Once he's back out of the loop and he sees it, then you can whack it out. If you don't like it, it'll be fine. He'll never know or care, but at least he knows that he's participating as a marvelous creator, however marginal.
Yeah, he did say that this morning. Okay, good.
Okay. So that'll make him feel good. He's doing his little thing. And that's all it's all about, is him feeling good. So good, that's enough.
What'd you say?
It don't take much.
What'd you say this morning?
You could take a month and turn it into a minute, or take a minute and turn it into a month.
Okay. New song.
Mm-hmm.
New York Minute.
Oh, yeah.
Like a New York Minute. Well, apparently time in New York is different than time everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would they make that consternation?
I don't know.
Well, New York Minute, that seem eagerly to you?
Does it seem what to me, sorry?
Eagerly.
Maybe so.
Well, take a gander and see.
Oh, they say it's a Steve Miller Band.
Well, it very well may be. Very well may be. But the Eagles did it as well. But
sure.
Steve Miller Band's fine. I mean, we don't want to have to undo authorship, so it's okay. Nobody hurt.
Oh, every time you drop lyrics, they want you to do it as a ringtone. Okay, I'm looking for New York in the lyrics. It doesn't come up, but...
Well, why don't you just do the song New York Minute?
Oh, I thought you said the Eagle.
Well, if you do it as the song, it'll tell you the answer.
Yeah.
And if they also have a version, then good.
We should look at those lyrics for Fly Like an Eagle sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles lyrics in a New York Minute.
What? That's it.
So they did New York Minute?
Yes. The one we were talking about.
New York Minute.
Wow.
Harry stood up dressed all in black, went down to the station, and he never came back. Oh, my God. Love. Look at this. They found his clothing scattered somewhere down the track, and he won't be down on Wall Street in the morning. He had a home, blah, blah, blah. One day he crossed some line, and he was too much in this world, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. In a New York Minute, everything can change. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. And we're just getting greased up now. Now, these are wordy words, but they're making you take pause.
Uh-huh.
And the taking pause is the essence of a new developed dynamic. Mm-hmm. Now, we love Bob. He's going to pick it to death, and that's just fine. That's the only way to eat a chicken anyway, is pick the bones clean. Mm-hmm. And that's all right. But we're enlarging this, expanding it, so that the concept he can embrace. Mm-hmm. And once he embraces it, that's it. It'll be on the farm, and you know, down mm-hmm. on the farm, and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to continually up it up. Because the time they now they're starting, we can pause for a second and do a little catch up with your crowd. What's happening now is they're starting to have dynamics with their parallel world. They're starting to do it. They're starting to live in castles. They're starting to slip through worlds. They're bringing things back. They're actually starting this thing. Now, not all of them, but lots of them are. And they are finding a new sensible place of joy. Mm-hmm. Because now they're being allowed, because by practical application, they're engaging it.
Mm-hmm.
No different than any of other Bob's Other Bastard baby bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They used to think that television would have been the devil. They used to think that radio was the demon seed and push against it. But well, if you notice, we've quit pushing against. We love all Bob's babies. And in that case, you should take something that they mean for a negative and embrace the very best part of it that is. Well, now that brings you right back to a topical thing we've always done. What's the fastest path to your joy? Well, the fastest path to my joy is turning on my lucky box and watching just exactly what I'd like to see right now. Mm-hmm. It's called on demand.
Mm-hmm.
But now what we're proposing here, now we start back again. What we're proposing here is time, the false premise of time
mm-hmm.
on demand.
So we take the false premise of time and just make it do what we say we want.
On demand. On demand. Now, those are a lot of wordy words. Now, what is it? How does it work? What do you do? What's the benefit? How does it work? Do what, when, where, how, blah, 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 blah. Okay? So, we've laid it out a bit, and we've presented some tactility to engage.
Mm-hmm.
But those are good. That still gives a moment for pause. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, in the practicalness of it, if you can go to worlds, now we're catching up here. If you have the ability to go to a parallel world and spend a month and remember when you left and come back just after 1 minute after you left, you've gained a month of experience, which serves you well,
mm-hmm.
but a minute has expired. Do minutes expire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, our words are telling.
Mm-hmm.
And a minute has expired, or time keeps on slipping into the future. Well, that future is a minute. But for you, that minute is a month.
Mm-hmm.
And the proof of that, if someone can live their life and roll along, and then all of a sudden they go from zero to hero
mm-hmm.
overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some may say that's McLuhan-esque 10 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
But for some, that 10 minutes of fame lasts an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it worked for Clark Gable. He didn't even make that many damn movies. But the ones he did have hung a boot. Okay? Now that's another layer. Now, next place is now you have a month's worth of stuff to do, and you want it done in a minute. All right? Now, we're gonna have to add a little dynamic here, because you won't allow it. So if you won't allow it, then you're screwed, mm-hmm. because you will not allow yourself to usurp the rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. So here's what we do. Wasn't many readings ago we suggested someone get a worry box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then here we're going to create here a non-physical time stamp.
A non-physical time stamp?
Yep.
Huh? Which is what?
A box.
Uh-huh.
And here's what happens. If you have if you're smart enough to orchestrate your false premise of time,
mm-hmm.
and y'all do this all day, every day, many do. Bob likes to go to the beach at a certain time. He never gets there, but on that time, but that's when he likes.
Mm-hmm.
He likes his reading scheduled at a certain space. It never happens like that, but they get done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No problem, because it's just the flow. You know, you take it like it comes. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem. Okay, but others are a little more, have a bit more rigidity regarding their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So if that becomes something that you're bumping into that's an issue or has rise for issue,
mm-hmm.
here's what we've got to do. You get you some pieces of little writing paper. And if there's tasks that you don't want to do, or you can't find time for, what we're saying is that you have clear and present help.
Mm-hmm.
And this clear and present help is non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get this part, it'll make you really desirous of having a close engagement of this thing called non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the action. Of course, it's the typical 3-2-1 always. So, these are the folks that have already got that part. You get that. So, once you've got that knowing in your knower, then if you would like to matriculate ins and outs of time, you take your non-physical time stamp. And you write down on that stamp, on the piece of paper, what you want done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's regarding time. So now instead of every reading, all day, every day, when you're running around saying, when, but now when comes up, you write, that's not your job, that's not physical's job, isn't it? Seems to be the validator, does it not?
What's the invalidator? Sorry, I'm missing some words.
You're whipping it as you go. You're doing it good. The validator is everybody has the readings and they want to know when.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, if that's the question of the century, then maybe that's not your job to know when.
Mm-hmm.
Or it wouldn't keep repeating itself. So if when could be encapsulated in your non-physical timestamp, that would be when, isn't it, wouldn't it?
I guess I'm not getting that.
Uh-huh. I know it's okay. If you continually ponder when an action is going to show up in your reality,
mm-hmm.
that's taking a creation and applying it to a false premise of time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you can do that, then, and you do it, they do it all day, every day, win, 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 win. Mm-hmm. Well, and it never works, it never suits them, and then when it gets there, well, it's here, but it was late. Or pick your wordy words, but you know what we're getting to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you could separate that and make that be non-physical problem, if you bothered to engage this non-physical that's trampling up and screwing up your world, you might as well get some benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, here's what you do. Take a piece of ratty paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you write down on the ratty paper what you want done that you don't have time for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Here's an example. I'm really busy. The phones are busy. I've got things to do. I do not have time to go to the post office today.
Mm-hmm.
And you write that down on your piece of paper. What you want validated from a timed stamped expression, or maybe that would be a time stampable position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Throw it in the box.
Done. Can you see yourself doing that, Bob?
Oh, what? No, I'm not. Nah. Nah, I ain't doing that.
So does that...
What is it? I didn't even read it.
Does that
in the box?
Action then start to set up your...
No, no. It releases it from you. It releases it from you totally and completely. Wind's gone.
Yeah, throw it in a box. What was the punchline, Ken? You throw something in the box?
What you want, what you don't have time to do.
Oh, okay. That's another, this is a subset of relax and allow.
Well, but this is an action-driven one because at this stage of the game, the human creator should have relax and allow down. Just like you picked up on it, Bob. So you got it. That's great. But now, dealing with the false premise, what we're doing now is taking a false premise and keep saying there is no time. And now we're going to take the false premise that there is time and matriculate it to serve you in the now.
Yeah, because you could be to have anything, so you can even have false premises.
Well, and make false premises serve you.
Right. So what, we throw this in a box and we're going to find out that we did go to the post office?
Or it got taken care of. Non-physical will work it out every detail.
Well, that's...
Now instead of doing 10 things a day, you can do 100 things.
Yeah, but what you do, you say, I got to do this, and I just throw it in the literal box.
Write it down. You write everything.
Oh, yeah, okay,
you
write it down.
Everything you don't have time for.
You write down what the... object is, in your own words.
Yeah, and throw it in the box.
In a box, a literal box.
Yeah, a literal box.
So does that send you into another world to do them in a stretch of time?
No. Non-physical works all that out. You don't have to know any bit of that. It'll work it out. It takes care of it. Putting it in the box and you're done. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to calculate it. You don't have to go back and pepper through and see what got done or didn't get done. What you'll notice and find is the box will get stuff in it, and by the time the box gets full, you won't ever have to write another thing and put it in the box. Because at that point, you'll know, and non-physical will be activated in you well enough, full enough, more complete enough, that you can adjust time to suit you. Add to, take away, shift over, double back. Any way you want to play it.
The only action is writing it down and putting it in the box.
Yep.
And then if you don't do your work, like I'd write, well, do my blogs, do my modules, do all these righty-righty things, and...
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe that they would get done.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Who's going to do them?
Yeah.
You.
Well, that's the when that I talked about. You must be going to another world to do them.
Well, the energy that it takes to calculate when, how does that get it done?
Anyway, so we just, it's an act of faith. I mean, you know, if she tried that, she'd sort of go do other things and go to bed and wake up in the morning and go and sneak a look at her blog to see if it got done.
No, Bob, this doesn't replace action. It takes care of the matriculation of time.
And what's that? Matriculation of time?
The thing that's screwing you when you can't get things
done. Takes care of it. Well, certainly not obvious what you're talking about. I mean, it's kind of throwing a box, not do it, and then hope in the morning if you get up. Oh, Jesus!
Who said not do it, Bob? Nobody said not do it. You're attributing the box is attributing your new ability to use or make time available at your will. You'd still do your actions, but you'd then have time to get them done. Or they would be taken care of for you.
So Karen does write her blog, and then she finds that it didn't, there's still lots of other time.
Right.
But she would notice the clock only went 2 minutes?
Exactly. Because now she's capitalizing on the false premise of time.
Because you have to write it and put it in a box.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that because there's an archetype set up to trigger that?
Yep.
You know, way back in.
By the time. And you don't have
you hear to. Hear that, Carol? There's an archetype. Mm-hmm. It's like mixing hydrogen, oxygen, and oxygen. This accidental coming together of compounds makes a powerful thing for humans. The phenomenon of writing something and putting it in a box, which has been around for billions of years, I guess, has that archetypal power.
Now you don't have to do it forever. You just have to do it till the box gets full.
And then what?
Once the box gets full, you'll know how to stretch and bring in time at will.
Well, say the box gets full in 3 days.
Then you're done.
And you never do the box action again?
Never have to do it again because you'll be able to increase time or slow time down at your whim.
Because you've experienced it.
And it's real.
So we don't know why that archetype does that. Or man, that might be a whole session. Like, why would that archetype create that effect in human consciousness?
Right. Because, see, Bob, we got that. The archetype was based on the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh.
They took their power and they threw it in a damned box.
Right.
There's still power, but now it's in the box.
Mm.
Okay. Well, if you're dealing with a false premise of time, then take that time and use it to your advantage. You put it in the box, imbue it in the box.
Right. So, Carol, the time started to get going with the Ark Covenant and the printing press hyped it up, but that meme is there. So you put it on. You wear it. Mm-hmm. You replay what the Israelis did.
And instead of putting your wonderful power in the box, now what you're putting in the box is how you're going to matriculate the false premise of time.
Yeah, how you're going to exploit the meme. That meme, which is, it's a thought, and you can play with it.
Good. The same way even with your, now this is by default, but here's an example. Even like people who have lucky boxes, TV,
mm-hmm.
they now can have what they want to see TiVo'd or DVR'd so they can watch it when they want, how they want, rewind it, watch it again, see it, save it, watch part of it, stop it, go talk on the telephone, go to the bathroom, come back, start again, fast forward to the commercials and enjoy that show the way they like it, when they want, like it, every way they prefer it. Hulu would be an example of that as well. Because you can start and stop, no problem. See a phone call, you stop it and do your call and come back and do it.
And what is the meaning of that action?
That's how you're controlling time.
Oh, yeah.
And you, it may take you 3 days to watch a 30-minute show.
Right.
But you still get to see the show.
Right.
And you can stop it, have other time, come back, go back to the show, and pick it up right there and go from there.
See, that's an example of the digital environment getting rid of time count on a technical
exactly.
level.
And that's why we laid it out there. Because, wow, Carolyn, normally Bob's trying to bust our chops by now, and he's not busting our chops.
I think he's too tired.
No, I'm just relaxing and listening.
We wore him.
I came up with a new angle. I kind of created this gesture and understood it.
Very good.
Indeed. And on the big picture, too.
Yeah, okay. Not my field.
Yeah, and now you got some examples and some reference points. Now, humans like reference points. Now, these few little points, they're not perfect because all analogies suck, but they're a good taste. And then if you lay it out a bit, others will come up with other examples. Here's another great one.
Yeah, I was going to ask, can you give me another example of an archetypal historical thing that happened that created a meme that now we can just do it in a micro way?
Okay.
And then I was going to say that this one, the time one, is the major one, right?
Yes, it is.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Now, let's apply it. Let's apply it to an empire, Bob.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's take the queen got real happy because they finally announced in the UK that the sun never set on the United Kingdom.
Right.
Well, now, they said that because of all that the queen owned, that every time zone was United Kingdom, so the sun never set on it. That was the point, right?
Yeah.
But not so much.
Mm.
Not so much. It was basically saying from the House of Windsor, that's when this started, was from Windsor, that the king set time.
The king set time based on that the sun never sets? Is that what you're saying?
No. Within the monarchy, they made a rule that the king said if it was time, was there time, is there no time, how that applies, what the king said, that's what it is.
Right.
Well, that's the perfect example of how you can take power over a false premise and use that false premise or the power thereof to use it to your very best advantage. I mean, since it's a false premise anyway, who cares what you do with it?
So they took the false premise of time and said the sun never sets on the British Empire?
That's correct.
That was taking the false premise of time, and that phrase is how they thought of it.
Exactly. And then, once they set that false premise and set that up, if they didn't have all those different provinces when that statement was said, they made the statement, and then the time zones and the properties in those time zones caught up to the statement.
Hmm. What? The false premise is caught up to the statement?
Yep.
Of the sun.
Right. Because when the statement was made, it wasn't true.
And then the false premises made it true by catching up with it.
And having the monarchy, that particular one in particular, the statements made, then it caught up to the statement.
Right. Did they know what they were doing?
Now, I have to say yes. I have to say yes. Because those birds were pretty sharp. Let me get right to it.
This is the gang around Queen Victoria.
Well, yes, and just after the Tudors.
Right, so Queen Victoria is...
Windsor Castle was built in the reign of the Henry VIII.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about the whole Protestant gang.
Right.
The elites, you're saying, I said Queen Victoria, but it started at Tudor, it started at the beginning.
Yeah, well, Windsor came out of the Tudor lineage.
Okay, right.
It was the last Tudor king.
Are those castles today very drafty and all that, or are they modernized interior?
They're not modernized, but they weren't drafty then. They were actually pretty well kept.
Okay. So,
They're cold in the wintertime, obviously, but you know, they're not like drafty or wet water.
Right. But the, you're saying this time thing began with the Tudors. And that's before the printing press, but then the printing press locked it in and
screwed it up. But they took advantage of it. Because
they took advantage after the printing press or before?
No, before. Yeah. Because they knew time, they knew what the printing press turned time into. They never gave time that power.
Right.
So it was, you know, it was eating time when the king was hungry.
Right.
He didn't ever miss his lunch. He just may not have eaten it at 12 o'clock.
Right.
But he never missed his lunch.
Okay, so is that enough of that topic? I'm not sure. I don't know. Well, so you've encapsulated a year of historical perspective of the meaning of the Ark, and that's like in awareness terms, the Rai thing. It set up that separation. Right. We now know that happened over thousands of years, and now we take that little 1,000-year, 20,000-year stretch, 3,000-year stretch, and we know we're acting it out when we throw the piece of paper in the box. You're miniaturizing it, customizing yourself, and totally know that was the cause of a lot of mind screw-ups, but you hijack that archetype and adapt it to the use of time, which it created. You're taking the cause of time and saying, okay, I'll give this shit back to you, and you'll work for me.
There you go. That's taking advantage of what you got. Good. Now, do you see how euphoric that would become laid out? Once we get it picked out to where we can take it all and lay it out up and down, over and under, of what fun this is once Bob gets it.
Yeah, you'd end up like JW, wouldn't know, you know, it's just Tuesday. No, it ain't Tuesday. Well, it seems like Tuesday, but no big deal.
Sure.
So,
And everything gets worked out, and all gets solved. It's all good.
Okay, so we took the sun never set on the British Empire, or the Empire, whatever it is. That's a statement. That's not a box. You throw a piece of paper in. Are you saying you make that statement?
No. You wanted one more example?
No, I want an example of a gesture you can make, like the gesture.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an example of a statement, a meme that was created by them consciously.
Yes. Okay. Let's do one here. Okay. I have all these readings I got to do. I've got all these emails I got to do. I got all this blob I've got to go through. And I'm not going to have time to go to the beach. Okay, well, I'll just forfeit my time at the beach. Or I'll call them back later. Or there's more than it's impossible for this all to get done today. Well, those things that are impossible to get done today, write them on a piece of paper and throw them in the box.
And what you write on the paper, phone bill, or get that email sent out. You just describe the action.
Sure. Of what you don't have time for.
Right.
Or something that's going to that inflict you not getting to go to the beach, which
right.
you really, really want to do.
Yeah.
Never put that in the box.
No.
But the things that you want non-physical to work out so you can enjoy your time of going to the beach.
So you're notifying what you're going to do and putting the metaphorical power layer overlaying the historical action and root cause when you phone bill.
Yes, and now those are great words, but now what really, really, really happens is non-physical works out the details so you have ability to do all those at the same lick.
Well, you have to, you kind of have a faith that that's going to happen, or you don't think about it. You just do the actions that you throw in the box.
You know how we say, you know what we say when you ask us that? We say, fuck faith.
Mm.
Faith is not a strategy. Faith is what you hold on to when your world is crap.
Right, right. Okay, so
so
we got to get a box and do it.
Yeah, well, that's correct. can find the time.
Yeah, that's the issue. I'll start off with a little corner and throw a piece of paper in there. Okay, you know, make the box. It'll be a junior corner, a junior place to put the papers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Till the first paper isn't straight, and they'll be like the pillow spin thrown.
Yeah, oh, straight, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, the wind starts blowing around, creating a mess. Okay, so
the papers in the floor counter, but they're not straight. Okay, Bob. That's what you do. Okay.
Right, so I would like to just do a few quick questions. I don't want to do a long lead night.
Oh, very good. Well, it's really so, good. Carolyn, is there anything else? Is that pretty good? Did you get something? Is it workable?
Yeah, I think it sounds like fun.